Welcome to the Call the Vet Show, the podcast that helps pet parents understand and optimize the health of their furry family so they can live the full and happy life you want for them. And here's your host, veterinarian Dr. Alex Avery.
Confusion about which vaccines your dog needs are really common. Concerns about potential side effects are questions that I get asked super frequently. And so while I'm taking a break at the start of the year, I wanted to bring you this rebroadcast of episode number 66, which talks all about the vaccines that your dog actually needs, how often they need them, and what the risks of vaccination are. So let's jump in. And we've got Remy to thank for today's question. So thanks for submitting it today, Remy. And Remy wrote, I have a three-year-old pit bull and I'm taking her to get the shots done. She's only had one shot of the main vaccine when she was a year old. Is it safe for me to go and get the other shots she needs done? If so, what shots would she need? I don't want the vaccines to harm her or to make her super sick. So Remy's got some really common concerns. And like I say, these are things that I get asked about quite a lot, and quite rightly so, because vaccines, while being very important, they can potentially cause side effects and they can potentially be quite severe. And we just don't want to do unnecessary things. That comes with any kind of intervention, any kind of healthcare, any kind of management strategy. If it's not needed, then why bother doing it, even if the risk is only very, very small? So let's start off by talking about the additional vaccines that Remy's dog might need. And really, it's impossible for me to say, Remy, without knowing an awful lot more about where you're living and the lifestyle that your dog is living, because the additional vaccines, we call them our non-core vaccines. And another way of thinking about them is lifestyle vaccines. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not serious, and they can absolutely be serious and they can be fatal diseases. So they're still very important. But if they're not in your area, or if your dog isn't living a lifestyle that means that they're going to be exposed to them, then we don't need to worry about them. So some of the non-core vaccines that we think about when it comes to dogs, kennel cough is a big one, leptospirosis, Lyme disease, rabies may also be considered non-core as well. And really, you know, depends on what's going on, where you are. So kennel cough, if your dog is exercising with lots of other dogs, if they're running around the dog park, you know, if everyone's taking their dogs to the same place after work and they're coming into contact with lots of dogs, you know, that's one risk area. And there's certainly a push to change the name from kennel cough to canine cough, because it's not just kennels that dogs will contract this condition. It is where there's high numbers of dogs. So kennels are the classic situation, but or the classic location, but it can be anywhere where lots of dogs are coming together. So that could also be the grooming parlor, it could be doggy daycare, the pet sitter, or your dog walker, you know, if there's lots of different dogs coming together. So kennel cough is one, you know, probably the most common one. Leptospirosis, now that's another big one. Now where that is in your area, in your country, or just your local state or whatever, then leptospirosis is often considered a core vaccine because it is kind of everywhere. Although we think it's spread in primarily in rodent urine and in stagnant water, it can be in puddles, it can be you know, on city streets and in urban areas as well. So there is definitely a risk, and if that is in your area, then it may be that that's considered a core vaccine by your vet, depending again on the lifestyle that that your pet's leading, and depending on the number of cases that they're seeing maybe, and you know, how common and how widespread it is. Lyme disease is another one. Now Lyme disease is a disease that's spread by ticks, and there's ways that we can actually reduce the risk other than vaccination, so with tick control, and there's various different products about that, and I'll leave some links to those discussions about what products and other strategies there are in the show notes, so make sure you check that out, and you can get that at callthevet.org. But Lyme disease is a disease that is spreading as well. So with climate change, we are getting a change in where our ticks and where our other parasites, where our other vectors are, kind of the things that transmit disease, are living and able to survive. And yeah, Lyme disease is one of these that is spreading. So it's in kind of all states in the US, I believe. It's spreading north, so it's into a lot of Canada now. The UK is kind of getting an increase in the prevalence of Lyme disease as well. So it's definitely something to be aware of. And then rabies. Now, rabies is clearly a very, very serious condition. Not only is it 100% fatal to our pets, if we get bitten by a rabid animal and we're not vaccinated already, or we don't receive treatment immediately, then it's fatal to us as well. So it's that serious. Now, if rabies is in your area, in your country, then clearly that's going to be considered a core vaccine. But for example, if you're in the UK, which is rabies free, and you're wanting to travel to Europe and then bring your pet back into the UK, they need to be vaccinated against rabies. So it's not a core vaccine in the UK, but if you're planning on traveling, then it's an extra that you're going to need to have for your dog to go with you on holiday. Although clearly at the current time, that's not going to be an issue, but hopefully things will be coming under control and we'll be able to resume some kind of normality with our lives. So that rabies is one thing to consider as well. The bottom line is that you need to discuss this with your vet when you go in for your normal vaccinations, and they will talk you through the potential disease risks that your dog might face and talk about which vaccines may be most appropriate for them. So definitely have a chat with your vet. You know, they're going to know what the disease incidence is in your city, in your state, in your country, and help you make that decision. Now, the next thing to think about, once we've kind of decided which vaccines we need to give, is how often do we need to give them? So Remy's dog had her main core vaccines, and that's against distemper, parvovirus, adenovirus, which is infectious hepatitis. And that actually then lasts for 3 years. If we give that vaccine over a year of age or even over 6 months of age, that will then last. A single vaccine should then last for at least 3 years. So that's definitely something to consider. So Remy's dog probably won't need that vaccine again. Now, when we think about puppy vaccines, we give a course of vaccines. So we give a course of, typically it's three vaccines starting at 6 to 8 weeks of age, the second one at about 10 to 12 weeks of age, and the final one at 16 weeks or a little bit older. And the reason that we do that is not because it takes that number of vaccines for a dog to become immune, but because we're dealing with a drop-off in maternal antibodies. Now, that sounds pretty complicated, but basically what happens when a puppy's born, they drink some colostrum, which is the first milk, and they get a whole load of antibodies, which is kind of their mother's immunity included in that colostrum. They then last for a poorly defined period of time. In some dogs, those antibody levels are going to drop below protective levels by the time an individual is 8 weeks. In others, it's going to take up until 16 weeks before those levels drop. In others still, it might even be a little bit longer, but they're definitely very much the minority. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to give a vaccine at a time when the levels have dropped without leaving a puppy exposed and vulnerable to these diseases for a significant length of time. Because make no mistake, these are killer diseases. And if you've ever seen a puppy with parvovirus or distemper or infectious hepatitis, thankfully that's not something that I've ever seen because vaccine is incredibly effective. But these are really horrible, horrible, fatal diseases. So that's why we're striking the balance between vaccinating puppies that number of times. When it comes to an older animal, a single vaccine will provide the immunity we need. And then it lasts for at least 3 years. And I say at least 3 years because that's kind of the guaranteed length of time. It may be in some animals it lasts for 5 years, maybe it lasts for 7 years. There's even a possibility that in some individuals it will last for life, but we don't know that for certain, and we certainly can't say that for every individual. Now, when it comes to deciding whether your dog needs to be vaccinated or not, we can just go with that normal 3 year interval, which is absolutely fine, or we can think about getting titer tests done. And that what that does is it measures the antibody levels in the blood. And remember, antibodies are part of the body's immune system that help fight any infection. If we've got high antibodies, then we can almost safely 100% assume that an animal is completely immune. There is exceptions to that, and there is an area of kind of uncertainty within any test that we give. Nothing is 100%. If the antibody levels though are low when we do a titer test, we can think, well, maybe our pet isn't immune, and so we can give the vaccine there. Now, I say maybe they aren't immune because there's a whole lot of other things within the immune system that means that low antibody levels might not mean at all that a pet is vulnerable to these infections. Again, I discuss these in more details over on a separate post, and I'll link that in the show notes as well. But by and large, we tend to say that we have our puppy course of vaccination. So the three vaccinations finishing at 16 weeks, we'll then give a next one at somewhere between 6 months and a year of age, or a year later. And then it'll be every 3 years or so after that. With our lifestyle vaccines, are non-core vaccines, they are typically given every year. Rabies is an exception. There are three vaccines that can be given every 3 years there, but that also is going to depend on any legal requirements. So if you're in the States, there's going to be a legal requirement for you to get your pet vaccinated against rabies, and that will specify the interval that needs to be completed in. Now, the final part of Remy's question was about side effects. Now, side effects, you know, they are a real risk. They are a credible threat, if you like, but we don't want to overplay them, because really, vaccines are very, 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 very safe. Serious side effects are incredibly rare. Now, we do get side effects, and they can be quite common in puppies especially, but mostly they are lethargy. So the pup's a bit tired, they're maybe a little bit off their food, but no treatments needed, and they're back to normal in 24 to 48 hours or so. So that is by far and away the most common side effects, if anything happens at all. And I'd say they're still very much in the minority of dogs that are affected, and cats are the same as well. More serious side effects, we can have things like an anaphylactic allergic reaction. That's not something I've ever seen, and I've been doing this job for 14 years or so now, and I hate to think how many vaccines I've administered. I've never seen that. So it is a potential risk, but we've got to be realistic about the likelihood of that happening to our pet. Now, I've got several other posts that talk more about vaccine side effects if you want to jump into those in more detail. You can also listen to podcast episode number 6, where I discuss it in more detail as well. So head back into the archives, when I think the show was also called the Dr. Alex Answers Show. So yeah, that's a little bit of a blast from the past. But I hope that answers your question, Remy. Yeah, talk to your vet when you go and see them for the main shots to decide which vaccines are most appropriate for your dog and how often they need to be given. And yes, we need to be aware of side effects. Yes, there's going to be some individuals that unfortunately do suffer from side effects, but they really are very much in the minority. And we must never forget how serious these diseases are that we're vaccinating against. And there's nothing worse than a dog becoming unwell from a vaccine-preventable disease, at least in my book anyway.
Helping your pet live the happy, healthy life they deserve.
So make sure you head over to the show notes to check out all of those other resources and links that I mentioned in today's episode. You can find those at callthevet.org. And until the next episode, take good care.
That's it for this episode of the Call the Vet Show. Be sure to visit callthevet.org to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content. We'll see you next time.